Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How you going?
Very well, thank you. So, Richie Porte on the podium, Tour de France. Excellent.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So cool. We've been waiting for this moment for, a long time. I certainly have, as a sports journo. Covered the ups and downs, as we've spoken about, over the last, a decade, I suppose, it's been that he's been involved in the race. So, just awesome to wake up and watch that this morning. I love how they took their masks off. So they had the photo without the masks on too, because that's going to be one on the wall for a while. You don't want to have a mask on in that photo. But that time trial a couple of nights ago was just electric. And the way he's gone about it too, with having to miss the birth of his young daughter, was a big call, but one that's obviously paid off for him now.
Yep. Good for him. That's great. All right, let's go to footy now. So tonight, Collingwood against Port Adelaide. So as it stands with the ladder, so Brisbane are on top, but if Port win tonight, then they go back to first, yeah?
That's correct, yeah. So it's a few little different ramifications, I guess, because if Collingwood win, they avoid a trip to Perth as well to take on the Eagles in that first week of finals. So it's a big game to finish it up, given it can change both the top and the bottom half of the ladder. So it's going to be, great to watch. Obviously, Collingwood have got a lot of their good players back now. Port haven't really put a foot wrong all year, so you have to say they're going in as favourites, Port Adelaide, but I reckon it'll be pretty close this one. And great way to finish off the regular season.
Yeah, it'll be a good game tonight, I reckon. TSL, what's happening there?
Yeah, we had a big game on Saturday at the Twin Ovals because the Tigers defeated Clarence, and that puts them on equal points on the ladder. And Clarence just is inside the top four in percentage now, and obviously the Tigers just outside on percentage. So it keeps the season alive for the Tigers. Had they have lost that, it would have been pretty tough for them to make the final. So that was a great result for them. Lauderdale took it right up to North Onsett in the Utah Stadium, but North Bonnie did enough by the end to make it happen for them. And the other game of the round was at Windsor Park, and Launceston took care of North Hobart pretty easily.
Okay. NPL, Devonport Strikers, close game against Riverside, but they got the points 1-0, I think it was. And so that puts them, I think they're still two wins clear on top of the NPL ladder.
Yeah, still we've got a little bit of a buffer there over Glenorchy Knights, so that's pretty good news for them. I think I haven't seen the highlights yet, but a controversial penalty, I think, in that game to get the 1-0 result. So well done to the Strikers for getting the job done, and they're still a team to beat at the moment in the NPL.
Yeah, I saw that penalty, and it was, I guess you'd call it a 50-50, but you'd be happy if it was, happy if it wasn't, depending on which side of the fence you are. Yeah. Could have gone either way, but fair enough. Righto. So, well done, Strikers. Now, US Open Golf, what's happening there?
Yeah, to the fourth round, and at the moment, it's a battle. DeChambeau's really got it wrapped up just about. He's through 16 holes, he's 6 under, so it's hard to see him losing from here. Wolf is on even for the tournament. At the moment, he's still got a couple of holes to play as well. But the Aussies, hasn't been a great tournament for us as Australians go. Herbert is tied for 31st. He's the best of the Aussies. Jason Day, Adam Scott, pretty much tied for 38 together. So, not a great result. Not a great result for anyone, really. Everyone has sort of shot over the path of the course. So, it's an interesting old tournament. But DeChambeau looks like he's in the box seat.
I was watching a few of the highlights of it on the news last night, and the bloke who, is it Wolf? He looks like a country hacker. He sort of jinks around, and his swing's not nowhere near perfect, but he gets it done.
That's it. That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
A lot of unorthodox sports people out there, but as long as you're getting the result, it's all that matters in the end.
Terrific. All right. Supercars, Scott McLaughlin, they had three races at South Australia on the weekend. He won one of them. So he's looking good to take out the title so far in the Supercars. And just a quick plug for the ACT Brumbies, who won the Australian Rugby Championship on the weekend. I watched that game. It was terrific, beating the Queensland Reds. All right, mate, thank you for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Right. Thanks, Darren.